Thank you, Senator Bryan. At this point, I'd like to introduce Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls, who has been leading this tour we've had across the country talking about this issue and emerging music and activism. Thank you.
Hi, thanks, Winona. Back in 93, the Indigo Girls, along with the Indigenous Environmental Network, the Indigenous Women's Network, and the Seventh Generation Fund, started a campaign called Honor the Earth. We tour once every tour season. We raise money and public awareness in support of grassroots Indian environmental organizations. This year, the national focus of our tour is the Nuclear Waste Policy Act. Our focus is how it impacts everyone, but our main thrust along this tour is the Indian community issues. The Indians have been impacted over and over again by the nuclear industry, uranium mining, bomb testing, and now this toxic radioactive waste that's going to be shipped out to Nevada. We have been on the road for 3 weeks. We've played up and down the East Coast. We have collected 11,000 political action cards against this bill. Over 50% a return rate in our audiences. We've talked to newspapers, we've talked to editors, we've talked to the media, we've talked to our fans and people in the world that are against this legislation. And, you know, we have our finger on the pulse, we believe, and we're just here to stand in solidarity with people from all over the United States, along with the Western Shoshone Nation, to say that this bill shouldn't pass. I'd also like to introduce Dee Dee Sanchez from Citizens Alert Native American Program from the Western Shoshone Nation.